just as the phrase mic check was used to mobilize people to create a human microphone during the Occupy movement and many others that have taken place since. This weekly program seeks to amplify our community's many voices and bring them to the airwaves. Mic check is followed right here on WPKN at 6 p.m. by another public affairs program, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. My heart continues to break every passing day for the Palestinian people who are still facing down an unprecedented and ongoing genocide by the State of Israel. The death toll continues to climb. Since October, at least 34,097 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, including more than 13,800 children, and at least 485 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank, including 122 children. Protests have continued across the United States and around the entire world, raising the demand of a ceasefire now to stop this unfolding genocide. And right here in Connecticut, we have many groups, coalitions, and alliances working together as part of this national and international movement taking place. And so I'm honored tonight to be joined by Omar Antar, founder of the Connecticut Palestine Alliance, which is a confederation of Jews, Muslims, Christians, and other citizen groups working to move the state of Connecticut and the nation toward peace and justice, in particular in Palestine. Assalamu alaikum, Omar, and welcome to Mic Check right here on WPKN, Independent Community Radio.
Walaikum assalam, Mike. I'm honored to be on the radio with you.
Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Omar. And to start off, could you talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit of your background and your entry point into community organizing and activism?
I'm a longtime activist, kind of like started in when I was in New York City. I was in school in New York City, and I was actually very involved in actually the anti-Iraq war activism back in 2003 and even 2002. You know, after 9/11, I was able to invite Noam Chomsky to Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and then Howard Zinn in 2002. When the Iraq war started in March of 2003. So I do have a lot of experience, anti-war activism experience, and New York City in particular, but have since moved back to, so I'm originally from Connecticut and have moved back to Connecticut. And but of course, you know, the issue of Palestine, you know, underlined all of my work that is related to Iraq and other global, you know, situations in the Middle East, because it's well known that the Israeli foreign policy or the neoconservative foreign policy that is very Israel first in its in nature, they advocated for the war in Iraq in large part to actually you know, quote unquote, protect Israel, and it's evidenced by Netanyahu actually you know, gave a talk in front of Congress, and there's even videos of Netanyahu speaking to the various congressmen, in particular Dennis Kucinich. He questioned Netanyahu and even asked him, Netanyahu, to provide a list of countries that he wanted to be invaded, Iraq being one of the top ones, and Iran being another, and of course, which is, as we know recently, has kind of come to fruition to some degree. And so even though my activism wasn't, you know, dominated by the issue of Palestine and Israel back then, you know, it kind of is the you know, the underlying theme of, that underlies this all, much of the issues within the Middle East and all those controversies. But it is true that even in New York City, I did have presenters speak about Palestine as a singular focus as well. And of course, Noam Chomsky is well known to be a strong pro-Palestine you know, voice of the American left for decades now. Most recently, obviously, the events of October 7th have, you know, obviously galvanized you know, a lot of us here in Connecticut, including myself, and to be more crystallized and focused, and we established the Connecticut Palestine Alliance very recently, and our focus is more laser focused on interacting with the elected officials, and as difficult as that is, you know, given their often Zionist proclivities, it's a long process that that we think we have to be engaged in. You know, it's like it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And to that end, we're doing various different efforts, one of which is to meet with elected officials, and some of which are more amenable to our position than not. So on the Connecticut General Assembly, we've at this level, so that meaning the Connecticut State Senate and the Connecticut State House or Representatives, you know, that we found some very, you know, strong brothers and sisters or members, specifically Maryam Khan. She's a Muslim sister out of Windsor, Connecticut. She kind of helped spearhead a ceasefire letter that the Connecticut Palestine Alliance kind of, actually we wrote it, you know, the bulk of it, and we shepherded it along to have it, you know, co-signed by, you know, a good number of members of the Connecticut General Assembly. And in the end, you know, we were able to get 4 Connecticut state senators and 14 Connecticut state representatives, and so a total of 18. And you know, we're kind of proud of that. The final language of that ceasefire letter, you know, it belongs to the original authors, so it's technically it's not a Connecticut Palestine Alliance letter. We obviously helped write it, but the final words are their words, and then we of course helped shepherd it along and pushed it, you know among the Connecticut state senators and representatives to Omar, have them co-sign.
Yeah, Omar, thank you so much for sharing all that. That was a wealth of information just now, and background on the Connecticut Palestine Alliance. And it was interesting too to hear how really your anti-war activism post 9/11 really, you know, then informed your future Palestine solidarity work. I wanted to bring up one thing that that's on the Connecticut Palestine Alliance website, which I think is a really important point and really a really powerful point, where it describes the Alliance as a confederation of Jews, Muslims, Christians, and other citizen groups working to move the state of Connecticut and the nation toward peace and justice, in particular in Palestine. So I wanted to know if you could actually speak a little bit more from your perspective on what you feel is the importance of having an interfaith coalition like this, or an interfaith alliance that brings together people from different faith groups and different walks of life.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there is a well-established history of interfaith efforts to bring peace and justice for Palestine in the state of Connecticut, especially in the New London area. And so there is a group called the Tree of Life Educational Fund. And so and they're often based in the New London area, or Old Lyme area. And so there's been many longtime organizations and longtime activists, you know, some of whom even have passed recently, that include churches like the First Congregational Church of Old Lyme and the mosque that actually my uncle runs, and the Berlin Mosque. So, you know, we're not alone in this effort, and we're not totally brand new in this effort. And so we wanted to build on that kind of established history, and that we've benefited a great deal from these different interfaith groups, especially includes Bishop John Selders out of Hartford area, and his organization is Moral Mondays Connecticut. And he has been, you know, very vocal in the past on the issue of Palestine, but also Reverend Anthony Bennett out of Bridgeport. He's also been part of these groups as well, and he's even gone on these trips to Palestine as well in the past. So history did not start on October 7th, and that includes both the history in Palestine and Gaza, but also our meaning Connecticut's, you know, activism towards justice in Palestine. And so, you know, we wanted to build on those bridges that have already, you know, already existed, and kind of crystallize it in a form that would be, you know, most advantageous, because when October 7th happened, you know, there was very obvious that there was like this organizational gap within the state of Connecticut that, you know, they wanted to, you know, the communities, especially the Muslim community, wanted to, and the Christian and anti-Zionist Jewish groups wanted to put together a letter in 2 days, but it took them a month. And so there was this organizational gap that the Connecticut State Palestine Alliance was designed to fill that gap, to really engaged both the elected officials as well as the public on, you know, advancing the issue of Palestine in the state of Connecticut.
And with so much misinformation, how crucial would you say it is, and how meaningful and impactful would you say it is to have something like the Connecticut Palestine Alliance that brings together folks from different faith traditions and across so many different walks of life? Can you talk about in what ways you feel that counteracts some of that misinformation?
Yeah, often in the media and also the, you know, the popular culture, the issue of the Middle East and Palestine is, you know, it's colored with the impression that that's the others, the Muslims, the people that are unlike us. And it invisibilizes actually many different groups, you know, but both, you know, that complicates that story and actually undoes those stereotypes, namely often the Palestinian Christians, as well as native Jewish people who've been there for centuries, many of whom or a good portion of whom are anti-Zionists. There's a particular professor that I'm thinking of. His family has been there for generations, and he considers himself like a Jewish Palestinian because there have been people there in that land before the arrival of the Zionists that worked in harmony together. And so, yes, it is, you know, incumbent upon us to undo those general misconceptions, you know, showing these other aspects of the Palestinian people and also of our communities of working together, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, organizations. We're not exclusive to these religious faith groups because we do have non-religious or just civic groups, such as there's a former retired labor lawyer, you know, who's kind of actually one of the primary authors of that ceasefire letter. And we do have actually endorsement from Labor for Palestine. They happen to be based out of New York, but they were one of our early supporters. And so we're really proud to have these links to even, you know, non-religious groups. We're trying to undo the stereotype of the Muslim as the other, and that Palestine equals Muslims when it's not true. In fact, you know, because Palestine is an amalgamation of Muslims, Christians, and native Jewish people that have been there for centuries.
I was wondering if you could briefly talk a little bit more about some of the work you all at the Alliance have been engaged in. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier the ceasefire letter that was being discussed and signed onto by multiple state legislatures working at the Capitol in Hartford, which was really introduced, as you mentioned, by Representative Mariam Khan. Could you talk a little bit about some of the other work that the Connecticut Palestine Alliance has been engaged in from October until now?
Yes. So a derivative of that ceasefire letter at the Connecticut General Assembly level, we also had a very similar letter that is designed for all elected officials within the state of Connecticut, so especially on the municipal level. And I'm very happy to have interacted with you as well as Councilwoman Jasmine Melendez to push that ceasefire letter that's open to all like city councils and mayors and even like board commissioner, board of aldermen, anyone who's actually had to be elected by the citizens, you know, as opposed to, say, appointed. Anyone who's elected, you know, we obviously advocate for them to co-sign the ceasefire letter. And so we're very happy to you know, have the co-signatures of at least two of the council persons on the Bridgeport City Council, namely the president pro tem, Ernest Newton, as well as the aforementioned Councilwoman Jasmine Melendez, and of course we're working on others. And we also have different cities. Actually in New London, there's a city councilman in New London named Jeffrey Hart, who recently co-signed, as well as maybe three or four out of Willimantic or thereabouts, as well as one in from Waterbury. And so it's a similar idea as the ceasefire letter out of the Connecticut General Assembly, in that it's a letter that's addressed to Biden as well as the two senators, Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, and it's designed to add political pressure, especially through the State Department and the Defense Department, to actually force a ceasefire, and that would require not just words and not just, you know, little talk to the journalists about how they're feelings, you know, actually have to stop material aid with weapon shipments and political support in the especially in the United Nations Security Council votes to stop the slaughter in Gaza. We're also doing what's called a Palestine Voter Pledge, and all these are on our website, which is pretty simple. It's PalestineCT.com. So that's Palestine, like the country, and then just the letter CT.com. And the other is the Palestine Pledge, and so that we want to have create a database that we do statistical analysis on that can give us an idea of those who would vote based on the issue of Palestine. And so when we interact with elected officials, we have a grounded understanding of the voters who are motivated on Palestine, how they vote, or other statistical factors that describe them. And so that's the other item. And also there is a walk for Gaza it's in the planning. It's not 100% finalized yet. It's on Memorial Day weekend or thereabouts, Friday, May 24th. We'll have a Bridgeport section, and it'll start at the Friday prayers or at 1 o'clock. So that's kind of in the works. And then, of course, we have multiple outreach to the different elected officials, which is kind of our bread and butter. The first of which was with the Connecticut State representatives and senators that produced that ceasefire letter. And we're also working on the federal level as well as the state level, such as William Tong or the state treasurer, because divestment is kind of a long-term project, because the short-term projects is obviously ceasefire. That's kind of like the immediate thing that we really need to get achieved as soon as possible. But a kind of long-term project, especially on the state level, is divestment from the state of Israel. Because actually that labor lawyer that I mentioned before, he is actually, as a younger person in 1981, as a part of a union and the part of the union movement, he led the effort on the divestment from the apartheid state of the South Africa in 1981. And so he's, helping us, kind of revive his work, but on the apartheid state of Israel. And so so we were very happy to have him, working with us, and we were really honored with his, because he's kind of like our teacher. And like I said, we kind of stand on the shoulders of giants. And so he's one of those people that we're really appreciative of, have his support. And we've made good progress with him.
Thank you once again for everything that you shared and for all the great work that you're doing. Omar Antar, founder of Connecticut Palestine Alliance, website for which is PalestineCT.com. Omar, thank you so much for joining me tonight to have this conversation. Thank you for all the great work that you and the Connecticut Palestine Alliance are engaged in right here in Connecticut. Thank you for doing everything that you can, and for the Alliance doing everything that you all can to try to play a role in stopping this genocide as soon as possible. Keep up the great work, and may Allah reward you all immensely and keep you safe. And may Allah stop this genocide as soon as possible and grant peace, justice, and liberation to the Palestinian people in this life and the next.
Thank you. Ameen.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, and have a great night, Omar, and thank you again for joining me.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. That was Omar Antar, founder of Connecticut Palestine Alliance. Again, the website for which is PalestineCT.com. And this, of course, has been Mike Check. And I'm Mike Murley. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night at 5:30 for another episode. Next up, we have the Ralph Nader Radio Hour right here on WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport. And that'll be starting in about 20 seconds at 6 p.m. And right now it's, of course, 5:59 and about 44 seconds. And at 7 o'clock, we will be hearing, of course, Cool Blues and Rare Records with Al Bell. So please stay tuned for that.